Your money briefing is sponsored by Athene, where our innovative annuity solutions and unique crediting strategies are powered by unconventional thinking. We are driven to do more for you.
With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The unemployment rate keeps falling, but some numbers indicate the job market might be experiencing a slowdown. We'll hear from the Journal's Heard on the Street team to explain in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. Economists surveyed by the Journal have ratcheted down their forecasts for employment and economic growth in the first quarter down to 1.3%. That's a sharp drop from the last survey in early February when they predicted a 2% growth rate for January to March. More than 80% of the economists surveyed said they saw a greater risk that the economy would grow more slowly than it would grow more quickly over the next 12 months. And about half mentioned trade policy or China as the biggest threat. And meanwhile, the Trump administration is considering whether it will expand penalty relief for taxpayers who had too little income taxes withheld from their paychecks. Now, this goes back to the IRS changing the withholding tables early in 2018. That resulted in some workers getting their tax cuts throughout the year and leaving them in the position of owing taxes they hadn't expected to pay now. Others owing money at tax filing time may be among the minority whose tax bills went up. Now, taxpayers can normally avoid penalties if they have paid 90% of the current year's taxes owed. In January, the IRS lowered that 90% threshold to 85%, so somebody with a $10,000 income tax bill for 2018 would owe no penalties if they had paid at least $8,500 through withholding or tax payments throughout the year. Congress wants that number reduced further to 80%, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told Congress the administration will review that reduction within a week.
Your money briefing is sponsored by Athene, where our innovative annuity solutions and unique crediting strategies are powered by unconventional thinking. We are driven to do more for you.
The unemployment rate dropped to 3.8% in February, but the Journal's Heard on the Street team says look deeper into those numbers, and it looks like the labor market might be slowing down. And columnist Justin Lehart is here with some details. So Justin, the unemployment rate percentage is a splashy headlining figure, but as they say, the devil is in the details. What has caught your eye is the initial claims for unemployment insurance.
Yeah, what we're seeing is that the initial claims for unemployment insurance, they've been drifting up. And for a while there, you could sort of blame a lot of things. The government shutdown, the teacher strike in California, the weather, all those things are sort of, all those excuses are kind of gone now. And, you know, we're definitely seeing signs that the job market is slowing. Now, the jobs report also showed that there were only 20,000 jobs created last month. That really overstates the slowdown. But it definitely seems like, you know, that wasn't entirely a fluke, that job growth is slowing. Now, it doesn't mean that the economy is in trouble or anything like that. It just means, you know, these signs of weakness that we've seen in the economy are kind of seeping into the job market.
And in terms of unemployment insurance applications, 223,000, where it was gauged to be most recently, that seems like a lot. And that was the latest figure. But historically, it's not a large figure, but it has risen significantly over the past several months.
Yeah, it's risen. Yeah, it's risen a fair amount since the fall. It's still not a steep number at all. So again, you don't worry that, you know, we're on the cusp of recession or anything like that. It's just we're not going to see quite the same kind of job growth this year as we did last year. And, you know, getting back to that unemployment rate, we could still see the unemployment rate go down by a fair amount. And that's just because you don't need a lot of job growth anymore to make the labor market get tighter. Population growth has slowed down. The workforce is aging and aging out. So
I think that's a really good point, is that there's a lot of demographic factors at work here.
Yeah, it's something like, I mean, you know, maybe 50,000 jobs a month. Which isn't a lot, is all you really need to keep the unemployment rate where it is at, you know, very low 3.8%. So a job growth rate of 150,000 would be way down from last year, but still you could see the unemployment rate continue to drop.
And when the Federal Reserve looks at numbers like the unemployment rate, that looks like it is a very rosy picture. Maybe it is things like the slowing job growth or the initial claims that might keep them in their cautious mode.
Yeah, I think they'll stay in their cautious mode. I mean, and when they do see lower job growth, that's you know, sort of helps them stay cautious, helps them not think that they have to raise rates. You know, on the other hand, if the unemployment rate continues to go down, you know, if, you know, at the end of this year you saw an unemployment rate of 3.2%, boy, it would be really hard. It seems to me it would be really hard to not raise rates, because you just stare at that number and say, wow, that's low.
That's beyond historically low.
Right. And you know, of course, they're also looking at, you know, wage growth numbers. Are we going to see wage growth numbers really accelerate? And I guess if they don't, right, that gives them, you know, another reason to stay cautious and not feel like they have to tighten the screws.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Justin Lehart here in our studio. Justin, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.